Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kevin, right now, joining us, can you dig it? It is the man that we will be hanging out with Saturday night at Billy Bob's for our fan house party. It is Booker T. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, man. What's going down?
Dude, I'm really excited to talk to you, not only because I'm a wrestling fan, but you were out at the Super Bowl, and so were we, but we were talking to another guest, and I felt like I neglected that guest because I really wanted to get up from the table and leave the interview to go talk to you, but that would be rude, so I missed you at the Super Bowl.
It's all good, man. It'll always be another time. Look, here we are.
Man, that's a good point. All right, so We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about the fan house party. But first of all, correct me if I'm mistaken, but you're a true blue Houston guy right there, aren't you?
Yeah, man. I'm H-Town bound, man. I've actually been here since I was 5 years old. But I'm a Houstonian. I represent the city, of course.
So do you want to trash talk about the Astros? Because I know y'all really embarrassed the Rangers.
Ask him that way.
You know he's going to one time or another. So go ahead.
I'm not going to rub it in or anything, man. I mean, this is we earned that victory, man. I mean, that's a long time coming for Houston. You know, over 50 years, I've been alive, and you know, I've been here in this city. You know, like I say, since I was 5 years old, we've been waiting on that since the Jose Cruz days. You know, so boom, here we are, man. Jose Altuve actually had to do it, but it still was a Jose, so I'm good.
Do you think that maybe the Rangers could borrow a couple of those players for a few years because we need some help?
No, not at all. we're working on a dynasty here, man. We got some young players, man. Some young players that, you know, that can be around for a long time. You know, I mean, it's like the Yankees, you know, for us, man. And we're going to hold on to them as long as we possibly can. Pay those guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was, that was one of the highest moments right there. It was an awesome high. But then the next day, Deshaun Watson suffered a terrible knee injury. What was the reaction immediately?
Yeah, I mean, of course. J.J. Watt going down, Marcellus, you know what I mean, going down, you know, and then, you know, we lose our quarterback like that, man. I mean, it, of course, but we're still fighting though. We're still fighting real hard, you know. So don't count us out just yet. But I don't think this season is going to be, you know, what we wanted it to be. But still, don't count us out.
Well, and that kind of brings up another thing, you know, that we talk about Deshaun Watson all the time up here because we saw all these great things that he was doing for the community, and I'd love to kind of get an idea. What's the grit like down there right now in the Houston area? What's the recovery process like down there?
Oh man, it's going to be a long recovery process here for our citizens here in Houston. Man, we got beat up pretty bad. We got roughed up real good with Harvey, but we're fighters. You know, we're pulling together. We're banding together. I was just, you know, with the Habitat for Humanity just, you know, a couple of days ago working, you know, trying to build, and you know, for someone less fortunate, and that's what we're gonna do, man. We're just gonna band together and, you know, try to make it right for everybody. Everybody's suffering right now, but as long as we pull together, I think we'll be okay.
Talking with Booker T right here on 105.3 The Fan. He will be at the fan house party on Saturday at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, and it was kind of funny. I had a discussion with our boss because he called you a 5-time world champion. And I was like, no, we got up to number 6 in the WWE. I wanted to make sure you got recognized for that. Can you walk us through the King Booker character, which I thought was tremendous. And it was like a real evolution right there, which I know you got to do in the business.
Yeah. You got to be able to evolve, you know, as far as wrestling business go, you got to be like a chameleon. You got to know how to change your spots, you know? So for me, you know, falling into the King Booker role was something that was pretty awesome because I got a chance to, you know, travel the world with my wife, you know, which was really, really cool. Her being former Miss Black American, I think that's what the King King Booker thing was all about, really. It was about my wife. I was just playing
it
a
worked
role. Yeah, and it worked out really, really well, you know. So I had a lot of fun doing it. I wouldn't change it for the world, but I tell you, that year doing King Booker was the hardest time of my life, especially being world champion at that time as well. But I wouldn't trade it in for anything.
Not to say that you sounded totally different, but how long did you work on altering the accent for King Booker?
I didn't have to work on it at all, man. I've always been a bit player, you know, since I was a kid. I've always entertained the family since myself and my sister were little kids. You know, we were the entertainment, holidays, whatnot. You know, I watched the, King of Scotland, you know, with Forrest Whitaker. You know, he gave me a lot of good stuff. You know, the Pope gave me a lot of cool things to do as far as mannerisms, whatnot, you know. But it was cool evolving and morphing into that character.
Now, we just came off of Survivor Series just a few days ago. I was curious to get your thoughts on the event as a whole, especially when it comes to the main event, and how do you balance the up-and-coming guys with the more established guys? Because, I mean, not that people on the internet won't always complain, but I know there was some griping about how the main event played out because they felt like the young guys were pushed to the side.
Well, I mean, you know, the young guys going to get their just due. I mean, they're going to be here a whole lot longer than the old guys, hopefully.
Right.
So, you know, but for those guys, you know, like Bobby Roode getting in there, getting a chance to get a rub with Triple H, I thought that was real cool, you know, for him to actually, you know, get a jump start like that. But, you know, so many of the young guys, you know, stepped up, you know, from the NXT guys that started on Saturday with the War Games pay-per-view. They went out there and they rocked it.
That was awesome.
And, you know, to bring it to, you know, Survivor Series, you know, which I thought it was a hell of a card. I thought it was a really, really good show. Top to bottom, you know, guys went out there and laid it out, especially AJ Styles and Brock Lesnar. You know, no one expected that match to be as good as it was. You know, but and then, you know, Monday and Tuesday to cap it off, it was a great, great week, you know, for me, myself being a Houstonian, you know, to see the, you know, the city thriving back after Harvey, you know, 4 days in a row in the Toyota Center, and mostly every day was pretty packed. You know, so I think it was a successful 4 days for WWE.
How important is it for the veterans to, like you said, give that rub to the younger guys? Because I know you had, well, at least one prominent situation in WCW where the veterans weren't necessarily always willing to help out some of the younger talent. So how important is it to get that kind of bump from them?
No, it's very important. I think, you know, giving back is, you know, truly, you know, what the business should be about. You know, the next level, the next generation of guys coming up, guys that's going to be, you know, carrying that WrestleMania, you know, 10, 15 years from now, you know, for us, you know, veterans to stay relevant, you know, within the storm. I think that's, you know, pretty cool for myself. You know, I like being a background player, you know, just let me play the bass, man. I'm cool, you know.
Right.
I'll just hang out over here in the corner, you know, but still get a chance to see the parade go by, you know. So I think it's really, really cool, you know, guys like myself, guys like, you know, Fit Finley, you know, you know, guys behind the scenes, you don't see them, you know, the Arn Andersons of the world. You know, the William Regals, you know, we're still here. You know, we're the carpenters, and we're just laying down the foundation.
We got on air with us right now. It is Booker T, and he's going to be joining us at the Fan House Party this Saturday
right night.
Now, Booker T, we've been trying to put Kevin through a table for the last, like, 6 years now, and our boss won't let us do it. So I was wondering, would there be a way that you could show us how to do the Harlem Hangover so we could do that to him?
What?
I could point you in the direction of how to do the Harlem Hangover.
Don't tell them that. Just say no.
But but that's about as close as I'm going to get to it.
Okay, well then the other question, obviously I have to ask, not to say we'll see it Saturday at Billy Bob's, but can you still do the Spin-a-Rooney?
You know, actually I have officially retired the Spin-a-Rooney. Spin-a-Rooney, I put on the shelf, man. Like I say, it's time to actually get these guys, young guys, to just do it. For me to still be going out there doing the Spin-a-Rooney, taking the pop away from these young guys, it's not right. You know what I mean? So my thing is to literally let the guys, you know, shine, man, and not steal away the glory. You know, one of my students, Ember Moon, she became the NXT champion.
Yes, she's from Dallas, right?
Yeah. And she went out there and cashed in, and I was like, you know, like in the old movie, you know, you watch it happen, then you slide out the back door, you know, because I didn't want to take any away, you know, the glory away from her. I wanted her to have that moment, you know, and I'm going to say, man, you know, you did it. But that's really what it's truly all about.
But you would be an eminently qualified judge if we had some of our idiot radio people try to compete in a spinner.
Oh, yeah, man, I can do that. Definitely I can do that, man. I just at the WrestleMania party and in New Orleans, you know, just this past Thursday, and this one kid came up and he did an awesome spinaroonie, so definitely I could judge it.
All right, awesome. All right, well, we look forward to Saturday. Obviously, congratulations to Metroplex's own Ember Moon and your student for winning the NXT women's title. We really appreciate it, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Booyah, man, and like I always say, I'll see you guys. Now, can you dig that? Sucker, and I'm out.
Yes, I can, man. Yes, I can.
Booker T. Man, phenomenal insight into the rebuilding process of the city of Houston as well.
Yeah, dude, man. He was fantastic. I look forward to talking to him on Saturday night. And everybody else gets a chance to do the same thing.
Get your tickets. The Fan House Party at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.